New year, new cash. FM 100.3 kicks off 2025 by throwing money your way. Listen while you work to win your share of $10,000 five times a day from Utah's number one at work music station, FM 100.3.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan, along with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff, and it is an exciting time to be at Osmond Designs because it's 2025, and so all the brand new trends are coming out and styles and products are landing in our stores, and it is probably more beautiful than ever. We have the best products at the best prices, and you know, no one ever beats our prices because we have that guarantee. Also, you get an additional 20% off the lowest mark price if you mention that you heard us on the KSL radio show today, which is kind of cool. All of the yellow tags are an additional 30% off. So if you're in the area, Lehigh and Orem stores, make sure you stop by Osmond Designs. Jeff, I have to tell you, I've been so excited about today's show. You guys have been on the books for, you know, at least a couple of months we've been talking, but we have the marketing director, the general manager of the Gateway, and the marketing director of the Asher Adams Hotel on the show with us, Jeff.
What a hotel, too. I've been watching this thing blossom right up the street from here for a couple of years while they were building it out, and it looks amazing.
It's absolutely gorgeous. And I've been doing a lot of research about the Gateway Mall. I have not been there for a while, so this is going to be something that I want to learn about, and I'm just so grateful to have all of you on the show. So thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
So much fun. Okay, for all of you listeners, the Gateway has been getting a $100 million makeover. Are you kidding me? That's incredible. Here's what is in store for the 1.4 million square foot Salt Lake City property. Downtown Salt Lake City has been undergoing a renaissance over the past few years with the development of City Creek Center, the Eccles Theater, two commercial office towers on Main Street, and the renovation of the Delta Center. The latest addition to the downtown revival effort is a one-time retail and entertainment sub situated in one of the fastest growing areas of the Central Business District, the Gateway Mall. Not only is it gorgeous and helping this entire economy here in downtown Salt Lake, but you are hosting a lot of community events and there are a lot of brand new tenants that are coming in. Brian, give us a heads up. What's new and exciting at the Gateway right now?
That's right. Yeah, Vestar purchased the center in 2016. And since Vestar purchased the center, the Gateway has undergone $100 million has been invested to upgrade and revitalize the 1.4 million square foot center, ultimately moving away from the traditional mall model. In essence, the Gateway has transformed into a lifestyle destination in the heart of downtown Salt Lake City. It's become known as a thriving hub of retail, dining, entertainment, business, arts, and culture. It also serves as an integrated campus for some of Utah's most innovative life science companies, such as Recursion and Altitude Labs.
Okay, let's talk about some of the tenants because, you know, it's all about food and fun and what's going on. And it seems like at the Gateway, there's always something fun going on, especially since the renovation has happened. What are some of your favorites?
Right. Our motto is always on. And some of the great tenants that are unique to Utah, unique to the Gateway, Lupesa. Lupesa is a new Italian restaurant. They opened up on the south end of the Gateway. It's a handmade pasta in a beautiful, elevated, unique environment. We also have Hall Pass. Hall Pass is the first food hall in Utah. It has eight food concepts. Some of those concepts include Hog and Tradition, a great barbecue restaurant. There's Colossal Lobster. They've got great lobster rolls. We have Blaze of Thunder, which is barbecue chicken. Some of the others that they have there are Skinny Fats. One of the things that's unique about Skinny Fats is half the menu is healthy and the other half is, of course, not.
I like the fat side.
Yeah. Me too. So there's something for everyone. One of the great things that Hall Pass is doing right now is during every night that we have a NHL and NBA game, they basically want people to come in an after party at Hall Pass. They have $1 tots. They've got $5 beers. They have a live DJ. So let the party continue and come back to Hall Pass afterwards.
After a Jazz game, just pop over to the Gateway Mall. It also is a great date destination.
100%. Some of the tenants that we have that are great, you know, for dates, we have Wise Guys. Wise Guys is expanding again. They're just getting ready to open up their third theater. Definitely class act entertainment. We have Dave & Buster's. Dave & Buster's is the first and only Dave & Buster's in Utah. It's got great arcades, great food, great beverage, great place to bring your family, to bring a date. They do great corporate events. Some of the others we have that are newer to the Gateway, we have Flankers. And Flankers is it's basically a sporting bar and nightclub. And one of the things that's unique about Flankers is they have a speakeasy. There's a secret door to get into it, and it changes per the season. They just finished up having their Christmas parlor edition. Prior to that, it was the Tipsy Flamingo. And it's going to be redone and reopened for spring, so stay tuned for that. Some of the other great tenants that we have at the Gateway in regards for great family activities, we have Hawaii Fluid Art. And Hawaii Fluid Art, it's an opportunity to bring your family. It's a great place for corporate team building to be able to come and to, create. Basically, you create a mural, you leave with the mural. So something that's very unique and fun to do.
Okay, Brian, I have to just say, in Utah, it's all about food. Mm-hmm. Well, are there any others that you wanted to mention?
For sure. We have the Bruce. The Bruce is a Scottish pub. It's got very unique Scottish dishes, as well as American flair, if that's not your thing. But great new restaurant at the Gateway. In addition to that, some of the other restaurants that we have are, well, in addition to restaurants, we've got some great coffee shops and specialty drinks. We have La Barba Coffee. We have Pearl Milk Tea Club, which Pearl Milk is a boba tea place. We also have pop drinks. Obviously, kind of Utah's thing is the sugary drinks, and pop drinks is part of Sweet Rolled Tacos, so you can get your ice cream fix and your soda fix at the same time.
Oh, I love that taco place.
That's so
awesome.
Good.
Always taking the grandkids there.
It's right. Almost like you can do a progressive dinner, right? You can just have a little appetizer here, have your main course, go
ice cream tacos.
Ice cream. I mean, that's my personal favorite, but
we of course have Fleming Steakhouse, so a great
now
night at the town.
Now we're talking. All right, yeah. So great for dates, great mm-hmm. for corporate events. You're open. What?
Yeah.
What
are the hours? Our motto is always on. Most of our tenants open between 10 and 11 a.m. And then many stay open until 1 a.m. So,
in addition to the restaurants, what are some of the other things that are available at the Gateway?
Yeah. Well, we have two new entertainment tenants that are coming in. One of those is Dreamscape. And I don't know, Dreamscape is actually coming back to the Gateway. It was there previously. And they're planning to reopen mid-February. It's an immersive art experience. Great photo opportunity. Great for all ages. Great to bring your date. Just great fun family entertainment. We also have the first ever Museum of Illusions. This will be, I believe, their 16th location in the U.S. Their flagship location is on the Strip in Vegas. And what they are, I'll just kind of read you a little bit of their intro. It's, have you always secretly wanted to climb the facade of a building like a superhero, grow or shrink in a flash, stare into infinity, visit Museum of Illusions, and jump headfirst into adventure? And they plan to open early summer.
Wow, that's my kind of mountain biking.
Right.
Just do it virtually. That's incredible. See, all of this is so new to me. I need to go back to the Gateway Mall. It's easy to access right now.
Right. Yeah, we have the first hour is always free. In addition to that, we have the Children's Museum. We have the Megaplex. We have the Clark Planetarium. So just great entertainment options.
Okay, that one I have been to recently.
Nice.
Clark Planetarium. Incredible. here in Utah, it's amazing that they can gather all of these fun things and, right. and it's educational and have fun with your kids.
You've morphed into an entertainment complex, in essence. I mean, when I first went there 15 years ago, it had been like about 8-9 years since the Olympics. And my then girlfriend said, oh, they built this for the Olympics. And we saw the splashing water and all the cool stuff in the stores. And now it's a completely different place that's built around fun.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's entertainment. It's dining, nightlife. In addition to that, we have a life science campus, but very different than what it is, what it was previously, and just something for everyone.
I think that's what makes this gateway development so unique, is it's really unlike anything that Utah has ever seen and has to offer currently. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, here with Jeff Kaplan with KSL. And today we have Julissa Breslin, Brian Hill, and Katie Van Riper on the show with us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New year, new cash. FM 100.3 kicks off 2025 by throwing money your way. Listen while you work to win your share of $10,000 five times a day from Utah's number one at-work music station, FM 100.3.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Smith's, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's me, Debbie Dujanovic. Did you know downloading the KSL News Radio app is not only free? It's easy. Just open your app store, type in KSL News Radio, and then download. Or simply text the word app to 57500. And I'll catch you on the radio weekday mornings at 9 on KSL News Radio.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Jeff Kaplan here, along with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem, and I promise they are toasty warm.
They are toasty warm. It's cold outside, but it's warm at Osmond Designs. Come and check out all of the new trends for 2025. It's an exciting time to refurnish your home. And at the end of the day, we just want you to love the home that you're living in. On this KSL Real Estate Show, we talk a lot about residential homes. We've had builders on, we've had the Home Builders Association president on, we have plumbers and HVAC guys and all of those subcontractors work together to make beautiful homes. And oftentimes we talk a lot about commercial development. We've had the Boyer Company on, we've had Ico and Ivory Custom Homes on, and today I'm very, very excited to introduce the marketing director and general manager for the Gateway Mall, Julissa and Brian, and we also have the marketing director for the Asher Adams Hotel, that is the new hotel on the facility, Katie Van Riper, on. So thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
As part of our previous conversation in the previous segment, we talked a lot about what the tenants are. The restaurants, all of the fun that's going on is actually for Julissa. It's your department. You have a lot of community involvement and fun activities for all of our listeners to attend. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I would love to. Thanks for having us. The Gateway, as Ryan had mentioned, has kind of maybe shifted itself from like the typical mall to like more of entertainment district, mixed use space. And within that is where I come in. We love hosting community gathering events. We pride ourselves. We host over 180 events a year. We just love activating the Olympic Plaza and creating that foot traffic for our merchants, which they love the events. They love the activations. They love seeing people on the property. And with that, we had created different activations. We host a yoga and beer series. We have one in the summer, and then we transition indoor for the winter. So currently we are doing the winter one every Tuesday at 6 p.m. It's a free community event. So people love to, you know, after work, come enjoy a free class. Those that want to drink can grab a beer. Squatter is our partner. And then Salt Lake Power Yoga does the class. And we have a DJ. So it's a great community class. We also host the 4th of July celebration. It's the only Salt Lake City celebration on the actual 4th of July with fireworks. It's a community family friendly event. We have live entertainment on our stage. We have a karaoke stage as well. We have yard games. We just kind of make it a large family barbecue on the Olympic Plaza, and it's again free and open to the public. We get over 10,000 people that come, and then we do fireworks at 10 p.m.
10,000. You just had New Year's Eve at Gateway, didn't you?
Yes.
How'd it go?
That was amazing, actually. That is also one of our largest event, I would say, that we put on throughout the year. It's the New Year's Eve celebration. We had record-breaking attendance this year. It was 24,500.
Okay, this is important because ABC Television said, you know, we all watch the ball drop in Times Square on New Year's Eve, or a lot of older people do at the very least. And they said that we need a West Coast location, someplace further west that we can show live instead of Times Square, and they're kind of landing on Vegas. So up your game. Let's get this on national TV next year.
Downtown Salt Lake. Here we go.
Yeah, we definitely don't have a ball to drop, but we have fireworks at midnight. We have a countdown on our digital tower. Yeah, with close to 25,000 people that came this year. That's a 22% increase from the year before. So we've just been seeing the attendance for this event increased year after year. Again, all of our events are free. We love gathering the community. It's a way to celebrate together the beginning of a new year.
Most recently, you had the Friends Experience, NBA All-Star, Creative Use of Spaces, an internationally known event and installation. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, I mean, we pride ourselves in being, you know, creative with the use of our spaces. We do host like a lot of nonprofits and, you know, festivals on the plaza, but we also love bringing in these different experiences that are, you know, all across the U.S. The Friends Experience was one of them. They obviously have a space in New York City, which is permanent, but they decided to travel all around the U.S. and they thought that Salt Lake City could be a good market for this pop-up installation, pop-up experience.
You get to sit on the couch, right?
Yeah, it's like a photo opportunity for those that, obviously, who doesn't love Friends, right? It's such an iconic show. So we loved having them here at the Gateway. It was well attended. They sold a bunch of tickets, and it just creates an experience for those coming to the Gateway. They get to eat at our restaurants, drink at, you know, some of the bars that we have, and then also experience all the entertainment that we have.
And you have concerts. I mean, it's all about music and fun and parties. Tell us a little bit about some of your favorites.
Yeah, I mean, we hosted Diplo, Steve Aoki, you know, to name a few, but we definitely love to partner with different event organizers to see where their creativity comes and how they want to use the Gateway as their, I guess, arena for those activations.
You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, with Jeff Kaplan from KSL Radio. Today we have the big wigs from the Gateway, Julissa Breslin, Brian Hill, General Manager and Marketing Director, and we have Katie Van Riper, the Marketing Director for the Asher Adams Hotel. Stay tuned, more about the Gateway.
New year, new cash. FM 100.3 kicks off 2025 by throwing money your way. Listen while you work to win your share of $10,000 five times a day from Utah's number one at-work music station, FM 100.3.
Trading at Schwab is now powered by Ameritrade, bringing you an expanding library of education with even more ways to sharpen your trading skills. Access new online courses, insightful webcasts, articles, engaging videos, and more, all curated just for traders. Plus, guided learning paths with content designed to fit your unique interests. No sifting to find exactly what you need, so you can spend your time learning to trade brilliantly. Learn more at schwab.com/trading.
Starting the journey to become a nurse can be confusing, but the first step is surprisingly simple. Join us at Galen College of Nursing's upcoming open house. You'll get to meet advisors, current students, and faculty. Plus, learn about the personalized student support Galen offers to help you succeed in nursing school. RSVP now for our open house on Wednesday, February 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. by visiting galencollege.edu/Salt Lake City.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Smith's, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. And it is a new year, and it's always a great time to update your home or your office building. Give Osmond Designs a call. We offer interior design services, and it's only $85 per hour to have us come into your home, rearrange your current pieces, make maybe some suggestions of new things that you need to improve your space. We all just need to love our space. And if you don't, it's a great time to make your home somewhere that you love to be, or your office building. Today, I am honored to introduce the marketing director for the Gateway. It is Julissa Breslin. We also have the general manager from the Gateway, Brian Hill. And last but not least, we have Katie Van Riper, the marketing director for the Asher Adams Hotel, on the show with us. Thank you so much for joining us. I've been very excited to have you on the show because I don't know a lot about the Gateway Mall. And so this has been the perfect scenario for me to get reintroduced with the $100 million renovation that you have recently done.
Brian, would you mind giving us a little bit of history about the Gateway Mall and where it is now?
Sure. So the Gateway opened just in time for the 2002 Olympics. Many of you probably have fond memories of coming down to the Gateway. There's the Olympic Legacy Plaza. There's the Snowflake Fountain. It was definitely the center hub for the 2002 Olympics. Vestar purchased the center in 2016. And when they purchased the center, they had a vision to, you know, recreate the Gateway to make it more of a entertainment, dining, nightlife destination. And one of the key components for that was sitting on the corner of 400 West and South Temple was the historic Union Pacific train station. Such an iconic building that, you know, many years it was obviously a vibrant hub of Salt Lake. And when Vestar purchased the center, they had a vision. Part of that vision was to incorporate the Union Pacific, the former Union Pacific train station, into a unique and vibrant hotel in the heart of downtown.
I've been there many times just walking through because for years and years you could just walk through the train depot. And the building is absolutely beguiling. And you walk in, there are these tile floors, the arch ceiling, the artwork, the ornate details, and there was nothing in it. There was absolutely nothing in this building, and it was, why is this here? Why isn't this something? And now it's been made something.
Now it has. And Jeff, you are going to be blown away because it is now an up-and-coming brand new hotel. It's called the Asher Adams, and we have Katie Van Riper, the marketing director of the hotel, on the show with us today to give us all the goods about it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on today to talk about Asher Adams. Asher Adams is Salt Lake's newest hotel and the first autograph collection in the city. So as Brian mentioned, the hotel is an adaptive reuse project. So we took the 1909 Union Pacific Depot train station and have given it new life along with building an 8-floor new tower addition. Beyond the hotel and lodging, we do have 4 unique restaurants and bars, all with their own culinary and spirits concept. So very unique kind of addition. We're located between the Gateway and the Delta Center, so a really, really perfect location for a pre and post Utah Hockey Club or Utah Jazz game. We offer a full service restaurant as well as a few bars. We do have a really, really cool experience called Gandhi Dancer, which is a private room off our number 119 second floor bar. And we have a collection of 2,500 curated records that are in that space.
Wow. This is a very historic building. What are some of the cool features?
Absolutely. I think one of the points of pride we really have is bringing new life into this 1909 building. So some of the ornate pieces that Jeff mentioned with the gold picture frame molding, those are original. The stained glass is original. The murals on either side were painted by a San Francisco artist in the early 1900s. The terrazzo flooring is original. So you'll come in and you'll really see the history. You know, there are some pieces we have chosen not to update because of that purpose. And same thing, some jade tiling on the walls and really have breathed in some new life.
That's now the lobby of the hotel, isn't it?
Exactly. So we call that the Grand Hall. So you'll find the bar at Asher Adams in that space. It's a really nice kind of community space. So whether a business is coming in for a lunch at the bar at Asher Adams, we do serve food there from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Or you're a guest who's coming through. We actually have a coffee shop with some grab-and-go items and a little market right off that Grand Hall space as well. So it's a great community environment that we're really hoping to welcome both visitors to Salt Lake and the Salt Lake City community to use.
So I'm an interior designer, so you're speaking my language, right? Keeping what is historic and then updating it with maybe some new features. And that is exactly what you're talking about. Incredible. What are some of the future events that the hotel is planning on doing?
So we open on November 7th, so we're about 60 days into being open and operating. So right now we're really, really focusing on just making sure we're bringing the best possible product to our guests, whether they are lodging or here for dinner. We do anticipate to do some activations as we move towards the spring. So we have a really great food and beverage program, so bringing in vintners from California to do some tastings or listening parties up in that Gandhi Dancer record room are on the docket for the future.
How many rooms do you have?
We have a total of 225 rooms. And to your point, we do have kind of 2 separate buildings that are connected by the Grand Hall. So we have our historic building, which has 13 rooms and suites, which have their own very unique look. huge floor-to-ceiling windows, 16-foot ceilings, beautiful, beautiful spaces in their own right. And then the new tower has a bit more of that modern look, a more kind of traditional hotel in the luxury space that you would find. So really, really modern meets the past.
I love that. Do you have conference rooms for all of our business travelers?
Absolutely. So we've become very popular with the business travelers. Part of that is being part of the Marriott Bonvoy family. We are an Autograph Collection, so we are part of Marriott. We do have 10,000 square feet of meeting space. So between our ballroom spaces that we have and traditional meeting rooms, we have a little bit for every size group.
You know, it was the Gandhi dancer that got me. When you first opened, I saw the publicity materials. And the fact that you have a room that features vinyl records and that it's a draw, that people will come to your hotel because isn't that cool? You can actually drop a needle onto a record and hear music from vinyl that goes to the speaker like it's something that's incredible and new to many generations at this point.
Exactly. And it is a collection to be admired. We worked with a renowned DJ called Jared Dietz. She's from New York City. He did all of the music curation across our spaces and also curated the record collection. So it's not like a bulk purchase was made from eBay. He was in basements in Bushwick, New York, looking through record collections that had never been opened to the public for sale.
Wow.
I don't want to challenge you, but is there any, at least one song that you could name that you have vinyl of in that 2,500
collection?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, probably any song that you could imagine we probably do have. I'm trying to think of some of my favorites that I've seen. I'm a big Fleetwood Mac fan. So of course we have some Stevie Nicks and some Fleetwood Mac records. I did have a, you know, if you're a music nerd or a music head, coming through and kind of parsing through that records is quite an experience.
I love that you can request the song that you want. Maybe you have a favorite anniversary song and you can surprise your significant other with that. What a blast.
Do you get to drop the needle yourself?
To be clear, we do not allow you to drop the needle yourself. They are very tender and do get broken quite easily. And I will say that is a private space. So whether you're coming in for a birthday party or a special evening or even, you know, prior to a hockey club game and you want a space to yourself, you can reserve and rent that space and really enjoy it with food and beverage service as well.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about the room rates. What's the range?
We are the rate leader in Salt Lake City. We are the first lifestyle luxury of its kind in the region. So we have an ADR that sits right around 280-300. We do, again, have a great business travel team. So really making sure we're a welcoming business travel hotel. So if anyone out there is interested in setting up rates like that, we love that. Hopefully becoming a hub for meetings and conventions as well. But from a transient traveler, we do look right around 300 for our traditional rooms. And we do have 14 different room types. So you have everything from a classic king room with an open concept bathroom all the way up to a two-bedroom suite.
So you built this fantastic 8-story hotel that kind of curves around the train depot. I mean, I watched it get built. You had to go around it. I got my steps in trying to go around the construction project for a couple of years because it's right up the street here. But look at where you're perched, walking distance from the Delta Center. And Ryan Smith is doing this entertainment district having to do with the hockey team and the basketball team. How does that work for the hotel and for Gateway that there's going to be a slew of restaurants and whatever else coming in just a few blocks away?
We're definitely excited about the revitalization of downtown. I think it's good for everyone. The more entertainment, the more restaurants, the more things that bring people downtown, the better for everybody.
Absolutely. No question about that. How close is the Salt Lake International Airport if someone were to get in an Uber and come to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a 5-minute Uber ride away. The other thing that's really nice is we have the front runner transportation, the tracks transportation that goes directly from the airport to the Gateway. I think it's a 15-minute ride on tracks, and you're right at the footsteps of the Gateway and the arena.
Excellent. You are listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, here with Jeff Kaplan from KSL. And today, we are so grateful to have Julissa Breslin, Marketing Director for the Gateway, Brian Hill, General Manager of the Gateway, and Katie Van Riper, Marketing Director of Asher Adams Hotel. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more info.
New year, new cash. FM 100.3 kicks off 2025 by throwing money your way. Listen while you work to win your share of 10K five times a day from Utah's number one at-work music station, FM 100.3.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Smith's, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on it
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on it.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on it.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce.
I'm KSL News Radio's Jeff Kaplan. Do you want to be the first to know when there's major breaking news? How about avoiding a traffic jam that might slow you down on the way to work? Well, subscribe to KSL's breaking news texts. Just text the word news to 57500. Meantime, I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs with stores in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, and this show would not be possible without the partnership and sponsorship of my favorite bank, Central Bank. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends of the Salt Lake community and the entire Wasatch Front. They have been serving Utah for over 130 years, and they are incredible. Not only do they do business loans, they do residential loans, they do car loans, they do HELOC loans, they do youth savings plan loans, they do SBA loans, pretty much anything that you need. And we're supporting local business, which I'm a huge advocate for. I run my own local business, and I love to support other businesses that are doing that as well. Please consider supporting Central Bank in getting your next loan. Today, we have the marketing director and the general manager for The Gateway, Julissa Breslin and Brian Hill. And we also have the marketing director, Katie Van Riper, for the Asher Adams Hotel, which is an incredible brand new hotel that just opened up in November. So many beautiful things. Okay, we're wrapping this show up. What upcoming events or promotions are at the Gateway that you want listeners to know about?
Yeah, I mean, just upcoming, we obviously still have our yoga series every Tuesday. That's every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Come after work. It's a free class. We also have Utah Tech coming to the Gateway. This is the first year that they will be here in the heart of downtown. Usually that's an event that's in Utah County, and they have moved to the Gateway. So we're very excited to have them here. It's a free event, and it's just a way for new tech companies to showcase what they're all about and teach the public what they're doing. For more events and for a list of our full calendar, new tenants coming in, our website has all that information at thegateway.com. So I encourage people to take a look and just see what appeals to them, what new businesses they see, what new tenants we have coming in. And as always, we are open to partnering with community events, nonprofits, and all of that because we love hosting events at the Gateway. We pride ourselves in that.
And you're looking for sponsors.
We're always looking for sponsors. These events are free with massive attendance numbers. So it is a way for businesses to get out there in the community and let people know what they're all about. We're always looking for those partners to help us continue to create these free events for the community.
And it's just growing at Gateway. It's just getting bigger and bigger. Did you say 24,000 at your New Year's Eve party?
Yes.
That was just a couple of weeks ago. That number is beguiling because I went to your New Year's Eve before the pandemic, sometime like that. There weren't 24,000 people there. No, maybe a couple of thousand, 3,000. So you've been growing exponentially with these events.
Yeah, we've definitely been growing a lot. It just shows the community is looking for those opportunities to be together with their neighbors, and we are just a place for that.
Good food and good friends at the Gateway. Tell me a little bit about your social media presence so that people can stay updated on the upcoming events.
Yeah, we are follow at the Gateway. We have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and we tend to post all the events that we have upcoming. We also tend to post and highlight our merchants, our restaurants, what promotions they have coming up. I also have to mention the farmers market has moved indoors for the winter, and we have it at the Gateway every Saturday through April of this year. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's put on by the Downtown Alliance, and it just moves from Pioneer Park to the Gateway in the winter. It's a great way to, you know, get your local like produce at this space with lots of vendors. And then we encourage people to finish their grocery shopping at the store, which is our amazing boutique grocery store that's at the Gateway.
Thank you so much for being on the show with us today. The Gateway is what the feature is for today. We have Julissa Breslin, Marketing Director, Brian Hill, General Manager, and Katie Van Riper, Marketing Director for the Asher Adams Hotel. For more information, please go to KSL Radio, and you can repodcast this for more information if you forgot what you heard. So lots of good stuff. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Store, signing off with Jeff Kaplan, KSL Radio host. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
New year, new cash. FM 100.3 kicks off 2025 by throwing money your way. Listen while you work to win your share of $10,000 five times a day from Utah's number one at-work music station, FM 100.3.